what you get for falling in love.
She sent a kill shot
through my heart. Oh,
yeah, she's a cutie, but don't call her bluff.
She's a stone cold killer in designer clothes.
She sent a kill shot
through my heart.
She left the scene clean with no trace of blood.
Oh, I guess that's what you get for falling in love.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's gonna be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel. Transmitting all day.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Go 3, 2, 1.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Out there, praise the Lord, and hallelujah, and radio land. This is Johnson and Luella coming to you. Hello, on the behalf
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ. And we greeting you. We greeting you, every one of you, on this beautiful first Sunday in March. Isn't that something? We in March already. Thank you, Jesus. Pray, baby, pray.
Lord, we thank you for another day that the Lord has made. We going to rejoice and be glad in this day. Bless all the sick, shedding, nursing home, hospital carrying from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Bless all the sick and shedding, nursing home, hospital from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. All the backslider, the drug addict, the prostitute, give them all them a mind to be saved. All our children, grandchildren, loved ones, sisters, and brothers, give them all a mind to be saved.
We
crying out for soul one by one, name by name. You know, don't let them rest. Don't let them get no peace till they come to you in Jesus' name. All these blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Thank God for my home.
Thank God for my wife. Praise the Lord. My wife has birthday today, which is the 27th, hallelujah, of February. This is her birthday. And I'd like to say happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to my wife. Praise the Lord. All right, we're going to get ready to the word. Praise the Lord. The word today, praise the Lord, is don't let the devil ride. I said, don't let the devil ride. Don't let him ride. Praise the Lord. Because if you let him ride, he's going to want to drive. You know what I said? Don't let him ride. Praise the Lord. Anytime.
Amen.
Anytime, praise the Lord. You live. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. You don't do. Hallelujah. Like the
thank you,
do.
Jesus.
Anytime. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You walking up. You walking not right. According to his word, you letting him ride. Thank you, Jesus. Anytime you dress according, hallelujah, to the world, and you're looking like the world, and you're acting like the world, and you're thinking like the world, and you're going
preach
to
it.
Praise the God Almighty. You're letting him ride. Anytime you don't obey the word, do what the
preach
word
it.
Says. Good God Almighty. You're letting him ride. And you're going him, and you're going there. Good God Almighty, you're letting him ride. And
just preach
sure
it.
You let him ride, he's going to end up taking over. Just to show you let him ride, he's going to end up driving, praise God, to a place where you don't want to go. And according to Jesus and St. John 10:10, the thief,
amen.
The devil, come not but to kill,
preach it.
Kill, and destroy. That's all he want to do. But see, that's a message right there. That's a two-part message.
Amen.
Jesus tell you what the devil doing, and then Jesus also tell you what he can do. He said, if thief comes, not but to kill, steal, and destroy, good God.
Amen.
I shut up, oh, he cutting out about. He said, but I come that you might have
life
and have it more abundantly. Good God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He tell you what the devil can take you to hell, but he telling Jesus, tell you that you can have life and have it more abundantly. And all to get Jesus, and all to get him, how to like call to the scripture. In order to be saved, you got to repent of your
sins
and get baptized. And get baptized
in the name of Jesus.
Good God, in the name of Jesus. And be filled with the Holy Ghost. And what Jesus said in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power
after the Holy Ghost come upon you.
Thank thank you. Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when you got power, you got power over the devil. You got power over gambling.
Amen.
You got power over lust. You got power over fornication. You got power over stealing. You got power over fussing and fighting. You got power over.
Preach that.
You got power, good God in my life.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
You got power over this world. You got power over disease. Good God in my
life.
You got power over Jesus. And Saint Matthew 10 and 19, over all the power of the devil. And nothing but enemies shall hurt you. Hallelujah. When you get this power, Saint, you can't let him ride. You won't let him ride.
Preach the word. You're in the word.
Shall resist the devil. He'll flee from you. But let me know this, let me show you notice on your sanctioned frame. Preachers are, you cannot resist the devil if you don't have the Holy Ghost. Thank you,
Jesus.
You got to have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
To resist the devil. You got to have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Preach that.
You got to have the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. You got to have the Holy Ghost.
Preach that.
Everything the devil do, he throw everything at you. Hallelujah. All kinds.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Good God Almighty. You got to guard him. Hallelujah. That's why you got to put the shield.
Preach that.
You got to put the helmet of salvation and the breath of prayer of righteousness.
Preach that.
Which is the word of God. You got the God. Honor yourself. Honor the mother hands of God.
Preach the word. You in the word.
You and do season. Thank you, Jesus. You got to have the shoes of preparation with the gospel. Hallelujah. And your lungs. Hallelujah.
Man.
About you with the truth. All this you got to put on. But you first got to repent.
Yes,
get
Lord.
Baptized.
In the name of
Jesus. Christ, and you got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Don't let the devil ride.
Amen.
Many young women have got babies because they let the devil ride. Many men walking around here switching and going on like a woman, dressing like a woman.
Preach
it. Like a woman because they let the devil ride. Many women are running behind another woman, lesser behind another woman. As the Bible said in Romans, first chapter of Romans, hallelujah, women that left their natural use. Men that left
their natural
use are themselves. Other words, women running behind women, lusting behind another woman.
Preach it.
Lusting behind another man. You letting the devil ride. You defying nature. Because God, you're going against what God did. God made Adam, and God made Eve.
Preach it.
And multiply anything else outside that is a sin. It's a fornication. And you let the devil ride. Hit it, baby, hit it.
Let the devil ride. Woo. It's time. Come on, get baptized in Jesus' name. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Evident speaking in tongue, walk holy, talk holy. He said, be holy. He's the Holy God. Tell my people I'm coming. Tell them, take on my name, get baptized in my name because he died for you. He waiting with his arm wide open, told me to tell y'all he's coming.
Yes,
Jesus on the way back, time and wind up. If y'all come on, get saved and live for Jesus. This is a good life. I'm happy every day of my life. I'm enjoying Jesus because I love him, and I won't take it back.
Yes,
when it's time to stop bite, stop lying, stop holding, stop cheating,
Lord.
Stop bite.
Yes,
cover up yourself.
Hallelujah.
Cover up your boobs.
Yes,
cover up everything I like.
Uh-huh.
Cover up everything. Cover up your feet.
Yes,
stop what down here showing your bosom.
Uh-huh.
Cover your bosom up. Cover them bare feet up. Take all those tight boots you can't hardly walk in. Look like a Jezebel.
Uh-huh.
Jesus said, be holy, so we got to be holy.
Yes.
You got to be holy, too. Tell my people I'm coming. Tell them take on my name because he loves you.
Uh-huh.
We love you. We crying out for your soul. Come on, get saved. That's not hard. That's the best thing ever happened when I got saved. Start living for Jesus.
Hey, I'm happy.
I'm enjoying Jesus.
Yes.
I ain't got nothing to be worried about, said about. Because he promised to take care of me. He doing that what he said.
Yes,
he'll
yes.
supply all of your needs according to his riches.
Yes.
All you got to do is keep your mind on Jesus.
Yes.
Keep him in perfect peace.
Yes.
Who mind stayed on Jesus?
Yes.
I love him. I appreciate him. He's worthy. I can't thank him enough.
No.
I can't praise him enough. What he already done, what he's finna do. I love Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank him. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Don't let him talk.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Don't let him hold your hand up.
Amen.
He be in command. Thank you,
Jesus.
And if you let him ride, he gonna want to drive.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. If you let him talk to you, he gonna tell you what to do.
Amen.
We shut down. The devil's a loser.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The devil's a liar. The devil's a trickster. The devil's a shot.
Thank you, Jesus.
Why just call him a dragon? Hallelujah. The devil. Hallelujah, is a deceiver of the brother.
Amen.
The devil, I lead you wrong. See, the devil, hell was made by
Amen.
The devil and his angel. how you trying to take other people to hell with him, but don't
preach
let
it, preach it, preach it.
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
When you got all them tattoos all upside your head, all upside on your belly, all over your neck, good God, you letting them ride. Oh, brothers, when you walk in the street with the hair all hanging down, how shot now, with a funny kind of clothes, you let them ride. Anytime you obey the law.
Amen.
I don't know what these pastors, hallelujah, are teaching them Bible class, because the way some of these church folks dress is outrageous.
Preach the word, you're in the word.
It's a disgrace, it's an abomination. Thank you, Jesus. You're letting the devil ride.
Uh-huh.
Take down a shot now, for you come to kill. And
yes, Lord.
Jesus asked the devil over in hallelujah, in Job, where you going? He said, through and forth, up and down. Thank you, Jesus. And what the devil told God. So if he bold enough to tell God that, he bold enough to mess with us. Another strip to say over Revelation, hallelujah, rejoice, hallelujah, woe to the inhabitants of the earth for the devil coming down with great, great wrath.
Amen.
Because they have but a short time. He's mad with God, and he's trying to take it out on us. You know, it's a shame when a grown person mad with the pan and take it out on the little children. It's shut down.
Amen.
Take that on the chip.
Preach it.
This ain't going backwards. They
don't backslide,
Luella.
Amen. Preach it.
They don't want to hold out of the world. They don't backslide. They listen to all kind of old funny kind of music. They don't backslide.
Preach the word. You in the word.
And they go down. They got them getting ready for the money drive.
Amen.
I guarantee you, over 98% of them people at that money drive belong to somebody's church, letting the devil ride. Look at the Super Bowl.
Preach it.
I guarantee you, over almost 100%. Them folks up go to somebody's trip at the Super Bowl. They're letting the devil ride. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And the devil got one trip to take you to hell.
Amen.
Got one purpose to take you to hell. Good God, don't let him ride. Stay with Jesus.
Amen.
Don't let him ride. Make sure.
Praise it.
Jesus.
Amen.
Make sure you got the Holy Ghost speaking with tongue. Make sure you live in holy.
Hallelujah.
And righteousness and sanctified and clean and pure. Make sure. You love your neighbor.
Amen.
Make sure you love the Lord with all your heart. Make sure you're in the word. Saints don't stand.
Preach the word.
You don't fast and pray. Good God of mine. They worldly mind. God told me the other day, they run the saints and worldly mind. Look at them. How they dress up. Hallelujah. Look at them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Walk around with ball down team on their caps. Ball team all on their jersey. Nothing about the Lord.
Amen.
God of mine, you let the devil ride. You let him ride.
Preach
it. Paul said, he done blind. The devil done blind the
Amen.
Eye. You blind the eye. Don't be ignorant to Satan's advice. He cutting the blind. He blind.
Hallelujah.
I take you away from the word. Take you away from praying. Take you away
yes.
from fasting. Take you away from reading your Bible. Oh, don't let him ride.
Amen.
Husband don't treat the wife right. Wife don't treat the husband right. You let him ride.
Preach the word.
Preacher, sir. God didn't call a lot of you pastors.
Thank you, Jesus.
I said in Jeremiah, I give you pastor after my own heart who will feed you.
Amen.
Love you. Understand it. Deep pastor, they ain't got but one thing on their mind. I mean, two things on their mind. Mud and honey.
Amen.
Dogs up in the pulpit. They
preach it.
The road zone. They dogs up hooping and hollering. They dogs up. Hallelujah. Quoting the scripture. They dogs up. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm going to tell you, don't let the devil ride.
Amen.
But if you let him ride, he gonna take over.
Yes, Lord.
And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 2:11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. We are not ignorant to his advice. And the only way you can defeat the devil, you got to have a Holy Ghost. That's why Jesus told the disciples and Saint Luke had the 24 verse.
Uh-huh.
To till you be endowed with power.
Hallelujah.
The Lord Jesus told him, Hashana, I'm with you now. But later on, I'm gonna be in you. And I'm going to walk in you. And I'm going to talk in you. You shall be my people. I shot them. I'm your God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go. He said, go. Go.
Hallelujah.
To Jerusalem. And when they went there, the Holy Ghost fell. It's right there. And a lot of these pastors, they skip all over Acts. A lot of these preachers, they all up in the Old Testament. Ain't no salvation in the Old Testament, boy. Get in the
Amen.
New Testament. There was a salvation there. We are under grace now. We are under grace now. We're not under the law. Get in the New Testament, preacher. First you get
Amen.
Get the Holy Ghost. Now you preacher. Preacher ain't got the Holy Ghost, Luella.
Amen.
They ain't been baptized. have been baptized in Jesus'
preach
name.
Preach it.
And as it shows you up trying to preach without being baptized in Jesus' name, without having the Holy Ghost, and without being filled with the
preach the word.
Filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, you're letting them ride. You're letting
preach
them
the ride. Word. You're in
don't
the word.
Ride. Don't let them ride.
Yes.
But God,
thank you, Jesus.
Time is winding up.
It sure is.
The time is at hand. Jesus said, hey, we are in the beginning of sorrow.
But amen.
The 24th chapter of Revelation. Look at everything happening. Plane flipping. Plane blowing up. Airplane falling. Good God, my folks are killing and dying. All
amen.
God, thank you, Jesus. Earthquakes are fire. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good God, my has shot them. God angry. God poured out his wrath. Yeah, my wrath has fallen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, my wrath has fallen on the children of this old being. Yes, I have turned loose the demons of hell on my people, among my people, whom I love, I chase them. Yeah, I chase you. Trying to get you to come back. Come back to me. You love me. You love me. Look at all.
You've been listening to God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson, Trailblazers for Jesus.
You can
correspond with them at P.O. Box 8321, Alexandria, Louisiana 71301.
Or phone at
993-6262. Be sure to join us next time for God's Spoken Word.
What was his number one priority? Well, according to Jesus himself, let's read a couple of statements made by him concerning his priority. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, Jesus said, "Don't worry about what you will eat or what you will drink or what you will wear or how you will live, because the Father knows you need those things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these other things will be added to your life." Seek ye first is probably the most important statement of priority. Seek means you got to pursue it. It doesn't come to you. You got to go and pursue knowledge of it. First means it's above everything else, more important than everything else. And the kingdom means it is the object of your pursuit. Seek first the kingdom of God. Righteousness has to do with positioning, relationship to that government of that kingdom. He said, if you seek first the kingdom of God, don't seek food and clothing and cars and houses. He says, stop doing that. That is why Jesus Christ, please read my lips and don't misunderstand me, look at my lips, he never preached prosperity. Read the four Gospels and show me where he preached prosperity. He didn't. Do you know why? Because in a kingdom, prosperity is normal. That's why the words like commonwealth are only used in kingdoms, because the wealth is common. Everybody is automatically wealthy in a kingdom because it is in the king's best interest for every citizen to be wealthy, because a king's reputation is determined by the status of his citizens. So your prosperity is a government policy in a kingdom. That's why he never admonished the disciples to pursue things. He said things are supposed to be added to your life, not become an object of pursuit. What you should pursue is what? I can't hear you. The kingdom of God. He says focus on the kingdom first and everything else falls into place. How about this one? Matthew chapter 10, verse 7, he says, as you go, he's talking to every pastor, every member of his body, as you go, preach this message. Why does he use the word this? Because he knew that we have other messages. Read the verse again out loud. Read it. As you go, preach this message. What's the message? The kingdom of heaven is near. He says, that's the message you should preach. This implies I know you will be tempted to preach many other things. But you preach this message. Oh, by the way, this is found in Matthew 10 when he was talking to the disciples about the problems in the world. It was in that chapter 9 and 10 when he said he saw the people like sheep without shepherd, harassed and oppressed by life. And he says, we must find some laborers to go and help them. And then he says, he sent them out and says, preach this message. In other words, the solution to oppression and frustration in society is the kingdom message. They had just saw him heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons. He fed 5,000 people. He walked on water. He says, don't preach that. Preach the kingdom. In other words, don't preach my miracles. Preach the kingdom. Uh-oh. Most of our sermons are about his miracles. And if anybody should be tempted to preach the miracles, it should be Peter, James, and John, and Bartholomew, and Matthew. Why? They saw them with their own eyes. He said, no, when you go, guys, don't preach what I did. Preach this message. The kingdom of heaven has arrived. Why? Because miracles are not the message. Miracles are the evidence of the presence of another government. When you read the four Gospels again, and start tonight, just start in Matthew, read the first five chapters before you go to bed, you will find that everywhere he said, the Bible always said this, and Jesus preached the kingdom of God, and then he healed the sick and raised the dead and cast out demons. In other words, the miracles were evidence of his message. It's the kingdom. He says, pursue the kingdom as you're hungering this week to know the kingdom. And don't number one goal. Look at this one in Matthew 13 verse 11. That's right. This is your Bible. Matthew 13 verse 11. He says, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to those outside of the kingdom. That means the kingdom has, can I use the term, secret laws that you got to study and learn. The knowledge of the secret of the kingdom has been given unto you, he says, but not to them. Why? He says, whoever has will be given more. And he who have not, even what he has, will be taken from him. By the way, this is a response to a question they asked him. He was teaching them the kingdom of God, and he gave them this parable about the sower sowing a seed. And they didn't understand him. And they said, why do you speak to the people in parables, and you speak to us plainly? He said, because it's given to you to know the secrets, but not to them. And then he says, because him who has, more will be given. When I did my research in the Hebrew language on this verse in college, I was shocked. The meaning of it is simple. He says, those who want to know more about it, I will tell them more. And those who have no interest, I will make sure they never find it. That's why I speak to them in parables. You see, God will only tell you what you want to know. God will only show you what you want to see. He'll only give you what you really want to receive. In other words, if you don't have an interest in God, God hides himself from you. We say that God is everywhere, omnipresent. That's true. But how do you explain this statement? And you will find me only if you seek me with all your heart. Now, he's everywhere. He said, but you will only find me if you seek me with all your heart, not casually. If you really want to know me, I'll reveal myself. If you don't want to know me, I'll hide myself, he says. What he's saying is, if you don't want to know the kingdom, I will keep it secret. But if you want to know, passionately pursuing it, I will reveal it to you. He says, to you, disciples, you left your boats, you left your farms, you left your family to follow me. I'm going to tell you all the secrets. But those people, they don't leave their farms to come after me. If you are hungering this week to know the kingdom, and don't miss a session, God will give you things he never gave anybody else. He'll reveal to you things you cannot understand until he tells you. God will open your mind this week if you come to every session and say, God, I want to know, I want to know. He says, I will withhold nothing from you. You will have what? Abundance. That's how I got to learn about the kingdom. I became hungry for it. Huh. How about this one? His message for the church is found in Luke chapter 4. Watch Jesus, it says these words. And Jesus said, I must preach what? The good news of what? The kingdom of God. To who? All other towns. Because that is why I was sent. Why was he sent? Not to preach a religion, but to preach the kingdom of God to every town also. I told the crew at the city church how I went to college and I got 3 bachelor's degrees. I got a master's degree and 3 doctorates. I got a degree in theology, graduated with honors, and there was not one class on the kingdom. And Jesus said, he must preach this message of the kingdom. In other words, they qualified me not. If you don't believe me, read this verse. It gets worse. Read this verse. Matthew 24, verse 14. Everybody read. Go. And this gospel. Stop reading. Stop. Notice he didn't say the gospel. Because he knew we have all these other messages we're preaching. Baptism, faith, prosperity, healing, Holy Spirit. He said, no, this message. Now, don't get me wrong, we preach good messages. But read his instructions. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached where? I can't hear you. I still can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. What shall be preached in all the world? This gospel. Why? There are many others. I told you I got a degree from one of the top universities in America. Not one class on the kingdom. I read the writings of the German theologians, St. Augustine, all the deep thoughts of all these deep theologians, not one class on the kingdom. I read Calvinism, not one class on the kingdom. We studied all the different thoughts of the early church, but not one class on the kingdom. And it's the only thing he told us to preach. That's why God is saying, kingdom first. Get back to my first instruction. Why? Because the last part of the verse depends on it. We keep asking God, when will the end come? And so we have a tsunami. And everybody says, the end of the world is coming. So we have 9/11, the world is coming to an end. Earthquake, the world is coming to an end. A drought in Australia, God is coming soon. War in Iran, oh, it's the last days. Shut up. That's not true. Read the verse. He said, the end will come when you do something. Why is it so quiet? Read the Bible. He placed the end not in heaven's hands. Okay. Let's read the verse together, please. Read, go. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached into a whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. He left the end in our hands. And it's depending on a message, not a terrorist. Clap. God did not place the end of the world in the hands of a war. He didn't submit the end under the control of an earthquake. And so I guess I could